Okay, I'm talking to Fetch, and he just told me I can call him Fetch. So, there were at least four plays where you were barreling full speed into a tailback. I mean, how are you conscious right now?
I mean, I'll be honest, that's a thick pack right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be sore a little bit, but we got a nice Thanksgiving break, so we're just going to focus on football. So I'll be able to, you know, get back into it, get to the swing of things, stretch out, have extra time with no class. But, I mean, those were my gaps, so I just had to fly down and take it to them.
Yeah, so I remember there was a high school, you probably know this, so Tom Lemming wrote an article in high school. He went to scout somebody at Lamont, and he saw you on the field and wrote this kid needs a scholarship article. Mostly because of that, because you fly around with a bandit. Does that go back to, like, peewee football? Did you do it then? Where does this, like, crazy, I don't care if this is going to hurt, I'm flying into their home?
I think it would just start from, I was always a small guy. I grew up, I was just tiny. So everyone had a few inches on me. Everyone had 20, 30 pounds on me. So the only way I was going to win is to go in with a little bit extra. And I guess when I finally hit my growth spurt, kind of just followed through, which was, I guess, nice to have.
Yeah. So let's talk scholarship. So last spring, there was a scholarship open. You had one for a semester. Then you weren't this fall, but now you're back on scholarship.
Right.
As of 2 weeks ago. Is that right?
Right.
What was that like for you? What was that conversation?
I was sitting in the training room. I was getting my ankles taped, and Tyler came down. He goes, "Hey, my dad wants to see you in his office." I was like, "Oh, what now?"
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, getting called by the coach before practice, you're thinking something. And I walk into his room he goes, "We got one for you." And it was just, I had so many different emotions going. It was just such a relief. I mean, all the hard work I've put in for these guys, and it was just such a great feeling. And just immediately, and we talked for a few minutes, and just immediately called my mom. And my mom's been there with me the entire time. She's really been like, I mean, she's the one who's made this all possible. And I mean, it's probably more important to her than anyone else.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just for my entire family. It's just been just a load off our shoulders.
And yeah.
It was just a great opportunity.
So
so happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's it like to get a win for these seniors on senior day?
I mean, that's all we talk about is, I mean, football's short-lived. I mean, everyone wants to go to the NFL. I mean, that's everyone's goal, but just with this game, we always talk about let's do this for our seniors, because with football injuries and everything, you never know what you're going to have. So, I mean, this team is really based around our seniors and our seniors' leadership, and to give them a win on senior day, which we haven't won since, I think, 2007, that's just an incredible feeling. And I mean, I can't be happy. I couldn't be happier for the guys. I mean, walking into the locker room, seeing just the emotions they're feeling, and knowing next year that's going to be me. It's just
that was going to be my next question. You're now a year away from your senior day. What's that? You know, what's that feeling?
You know, it's tough. You know, I've been playing this sport for as long as I can remember. And I play it for the love of the game. So I mean, I'm gonna do everything I possibly can to get a win for the other seniors out there and for the younger guys. I mean, we're a team here. We're a family. We break out family, but we actually mean that we're a family. Mm-hmm. So you said I was flying in the hole with a kind of reckless band, but I'm going to do everything I can to get that win for the seniors, because I know how much it means to them.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to me to make it happen for them.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, last – go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's kind of how everyone feels on this team. You got to do it for them.
Yeah. Okay, my last question. So the new university president announced this week, and he holds up a Fedgeham jersey. Now, it might have been because he's the 20th president, may have something to do with it, or he may just be a Fedge fan. What were you? Did you see the picture, I guess?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on the feed, and I was laughing. I was like, he had to be the 20th president, because, I mean, I had to look that up right away. I'm like, you know what? I'll make him a fan.
That's right. Next year, on senior day, he'll be wearing a Fedge jersey to the game.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.